Today, I want to talk about a topic that I find it extremely interesting. For the first time ever, the Ministry of Finance has released very detailed household wealth data to the general public. And the numbers are quite revealing. According to the Business Times, the wealthiest 20% of resident households in Singapore held an average net worth of $5.3 million in 2023. What driving this wealth? Well, primarily property assets, valued at about $3.4 million on average. For clarity, MOM defined net worth as total asset minus total liability. Assets include property values, CPF balance, cash, and investment. Liability mainly consists of outstanding mortgages and other debts. Since this is a property channel, let's zoom in only on the property component. Let's look at the numbers across the different percentile. For the bottom 20%, average household wealth stands at $221,000. This group likely consists of lower income household, possibly staying in rental flats or two-room HDB flats. As for the 21st to 40% household wealth is around $500,000. Most likely the residents of 3 to 4-room HDB flats. Some could even be retirees living on their retirement savings. As for the middle 20%, household wealth about $634,000. This form a large segment of Singapore household, typically staying in 4 to 5-room HDB flats. As for the 61 to 80% around $861,000, this group may include owners of larger 5-room HDB flats or executive HDB flats, and possibly some lower value private condominiums. Here, if you are just wondering whether this aligns with actual housing distribution, yes, it does to a certain extent. Now, here's the striking part. The top 20% of households hold an average property asset value of $3.388 million. Here, can we safely assume many of them are private property owners living in condo or landed homes? Very likely, right? Some may also own multiple properties, including investment condos, commercial or industrial assets. But here, something very important. Some could be living in HDB flats while holding investment property on the side. I think this is also fairly common nowadays. When I sum up the total asset value across all percentile, out of this, the top 20% alone account for $3.388 million, which is roughly 60% of the total property asset value. This is pretty significant. So, what can we learn from this? I know some people may feel envious looking at all these numbers, that the rich is getting richer. But if you're following my videos long enough, you'll know what I'm going to say. If you have the financial ability to upgrade to a private property during your productive working year, you should seriously consider it. Like it or not, property in Singapore has historically appreciated over time. For the lower to middle income group, I must say this, HDB has done an incredible job through heavily subsidized BTO program. Many Singaporeans have been able to own their own home, something that is not easily achievable in many global cities. There you have it. If you are the lower to middle class, you no worry. I was there before. Let's work towards climbing up to the very top. Enjoy the journey, keep learning, keep upgrading, and keep watching my educational videos. And I'll see you in my next video.